Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Coming up in 15 minutes, what did one prominent national figure have to say about the Falcons and their draft? You do not want to miss it. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, Dom and I are going to go through a little exercise about the NFC South. Just stay tuned. We're gonna get you informed. We're also going to entertain you, too. That's what we do here on Chris Thomas Tonight till 10 o'clock. Turtle on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They need to be more entertaining, they need to be more focused, and they need to figure out what the is going on. And that is our very own Five Stripes, Atlanta United. They fall again, 3-0 in Orlando. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, welcome in our buddy Jason Longshore. Jason, didn't think we'd be having the exact same conversation we did last week, but here we are, another 3-0 loss. What is going on?
I wish I had an idea of exactly what an answer would be to that question, because it's
no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I've never seen anything like this with Atlanta United. They've never lost back-to-back games by 3-0 or 3 goals or more, 3-0 score lines. It's never happened. And it's just so strange to see a team that has the talent that they do. And nobody saw this coming. Nobody looked at the roster that was being put together and said, but there's this flaw. There's this issue. Nobody nationally, nobody locally, nobody anywhere. And they play well in points and stretches. Now they've lost that element, and it really feels like it's a mental block at this point, because 0-0, it's okay. Game's okay in Orlando, same thing as it was in Philadelphia. 0-0, you've got some opportunities in the attack, you're doing okay defensively, and then something goes against you. You know, in Philly, you couldn't get a ball clear. They end up scoring and punishing you for it. Orlando, it's a VAR situation that gives a penalty that wasn't called on the field initially. I didn't love that VAR got involved and gave the penalty. It's a judgment call. You can justify it. You can justify not calling it too, but that happens. And mentally, the team couldn't overcome it. And right now, it feels like it is, whether you want to talk about anxiety about something going wrong, about a lack of confidence, it's those sorts of things, which are the hardest for me and you to sit here and try to quantify. And that's where Atlanta United's at right now.
They did make a move a couple of days ago. A guy who had been here for a minute and is no longer with the team, Zane Silva, is now in St. Louis. Explain the rationale behind that one.
Yeah, I think he had slipped in the depth chart a little bit. You know, when you made the additions that you did in the offseason, you had Edwin Mosquera, you had Luke Brennan, you had Sean De Silva competing for time on the wings. And Silva got opportunities to start this season and really didn't do much with them. And I think when you get to that point, you probably have one more winger than you really need. You'd like to be two deep at every position. But when you have five wingers for two spots, if somebody has value and they're not going to play much for you at this stage, you have to take that. It sets you up going into the summer window with a little more room to work with, a little more room under the cap. You get some allocation money that helps you with your salary cap. So I think it came together pretty quickly in terms of like making that move on the deadline day for the window. But I think he had become surplus to where you were at this point.
All right. So from what you've heard from him publicly, maybe any private conversations you may have had with him, how has Ronnie Dyla been handling this adversity in your opinion?
I feel like he's frustrated just like everybody else because, you know, and the thing that he said quite a bit, both publicly and privately, is, you know, the source of the frustration is not the negative elements of what we're seeing. It's the positive in that you see how good this team can look. We've seen it large stretches this season. The problem is right now you're not seeing it much. And he talked about after the game about the team needing to find a way to play with a smile on their face, to bring joy back into the game. And I think that really hints at kind of where the issue is, because, you know, when you're a team that is struggling for confidence, and we talk about this in sports in general, and I don't think we talk enough about the mental aspect of the game and how it affects individuals and how it affects a collective, but it's real. And there's times when you see a team struggle that it's not because they don't know how to play. It's not because they're missing elements. It's not because it's tactics. It's not because it's a lineup. It's they can't handle the adversity. They can't handle when things go wrong. We see it. We've seen it with every team in every league. And I feel like that's where this team is right now. So now you are struggling for results. Totally. You're not getting good play long enough and you're not getting results. So it's almost like you have that anxiety about, oh no, here we go again, walking into the game. And then when anything happens, it turns. So you can't play with any joy at that point when everything feels like bad luck, bad turn, bad, you know, anything bad is right around the corner from you. It's very difficult to enjoy each other, enjoy the game. And this team now in Orlando really felt this way to me, felt like a team with, you know, just fear on their back. And once they fell behind, they never looked dangerous enough to get back into it. And you're coming back home to face a team in Nashville that has found joy in the way that they're playing. They found it seven times in their last match with seven goals against Chicago. They're going to be really keyed up in a rivalry game for them. And the pressure isn't going away for Atlanta United. But how can you find a way to channel what we see in training? And that's something I asked Brooks Lennon about today. And I'm going to play the clip on Atlanta Soccer tonight, after you're done tonight, starting at 10 o'clock.
There we go.
you know, ask Brooks, like, I see the team in training and the times that we're out there, and they never look the way in training that they do in the games. That's tough. I mean, you can never replicate a game situation in training exactly, but it doesn't feel like a team that hates their job when they're in training. And when they get into the game and something goes wrong, it feels like they're not having a good time. And that's just such a hard spot to be in. And, you know, I really feel for Ronnie Dyla in trying to find the way to solve that, because I don't think it's an easy answer.
Okay, so when you're breaking all this stuff down, as you do, have you seen a trend where it's either or, defense gives up a goal and then the offense stalls, or the offense is stalling and then that leads to a score for the opposition? Is one of those things sort of begetting the other, or is it just an all-encompassing failure?
I would lean to it being more the collective as opposed to one section of the team or the other. Because look back at these last two. You know, Philadelphia, you give up that first goal where you can't get the ball clear in a recycled set-piece situation. You can blame that on the defense if you want. And then you couldn't get anything going forward after that. The offense had been getting things going. In Orlando kind of had you under pressure for the early portion of the game, but you were handling it. The penalty, it feels like it's a good play from Bartosz Schlisz. He's excited about making the tackle. If he gets the ball, he gets the man, whichever one he gets first. Again, the VAR intervened and gave the penalty. That doesn't feel like the same situation to me. That's a judgment call by a referee, and then you can't get going again. I do say this when you look at the offense, and this is a very talented attacking group. You were missing Lotte Lott in Orlando, to be fair. He was out on yellow card accumulation. I think the idea that has been talked about a lot about Miguel Almiron trying to do too much is really starting to show. And it's not positioning, and that's the easy one that a lot of people are railing about, where he should be positioned. I'm not even worried about that. I'm worried about him being more effective. And I feel like every movement, and it kind of reminds me of when he got here in 2017, to be honest. Because if you go back in time, he was expected to be more of an attacking threat than he had typically been in his career up to that point. And he struggled with it. And he had a breakout game against the Houston Dynamo in 2017. He had a hat trick, and that kind of changed everything for him. I'm having flashbacks to that in the sense that the first touch is getting away from him at times. You know, whether he's not focused or he's trying to figure out what he wants to do next before he brings the ball under control. He's forcing passes at times. He's dribbling into trouble at times. And that's usually the sign of a player who's trying to do too much, because it's coming from a good place. He wants to. He feels the pressure. He feels the responsibility. And that's really, with Miguel, that's exactly where I feel like it's coming from. He knows what this club means to him. He knows what the city means to him. He knows what he means to the city and the fan base. He wants it to be better. But sometimes when you're in that situation, you're trying to do too much, you're actually making it worse. And I hope he's one especially, because when you think of, you know, playing with a smile on your face, Miguel Almiron is that guy. And when he's playing in that manner, playing free, playing with joy, making things happen, causing the other team a lot of headaches, when he's doing that, everybody plays better around him. And they've got to find a way to help him be that person on the field. Take some of the pressure off of him. I'd honestly like to see, you know, fewer touches for him so he can get on the end of things rather than be as involved in the buildup and in the middle third. I'd like to see him get more touches in the final third and in the 18. And I think that could maybe help relieve some of the pressure on him.
Wrapping up our conversation with Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst and host of Atlanta Soccer Tonight, coming up right after I'm done here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at 10 o'clock. All right, before I let you go, something we have discussed before. Could a remedy this weekend be, simply put, score first?
Yes, a million percent yes. And you look at Nashville, who they're playing, and this is a team that has been up and down this season under BJ Callahan. Their manager took over late last season. They started out poorly. They went on a winning streak. Then they went on a losing streak. Now they're coming in very hot. They've been very up and down. They have conceded goals this season. This is a team that I think is coming in with confidence, but that could get shattered really quickly. And you look at the situation for Atlanta United with coming back home, you know, it's not going to be a great vibe walking in the door and at kickoff with what the last two games have been on the road. There's a lot of angst. And like I said on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, it's understandable angst from a fan base that saw what happened in the offseason, saw the talent come in. Everybody had Atlanta as a contender this year, me included, and they have not been. So there is a frustration element that will be palpable when at kickoff. It's going to feel weird in the building. A goal changes it because we know how you are when you're at a, and when you're in a stadium, when the home team scores, you're going to get pretty excited and all that angst is going to wash away for at least a little while. They've got to find a way to really put Nashville under pressure. And if you're looking for another thing tactically that I think can give you an insight into how the team is feeling, I think it's the counter pressure. And when I say counter pressure, when they lose the ball in the attacking half, you know, whether it's a pass that's intercepted or a turnover off of a dribble, what have you, how engaged is the team in trying to win the ball back? I think the best teams in the world today, when they lose the ball, it's almost like they speed up to win it back because they're on the front foot still. Even if they don't have the ball, they then can win it back and go to goal immediately. I feel like that counter pressure has dropped off in intensity a little bit as the team has struggled. I'd love to see them lean into that because they have players who are very good at it. Make that a focus. Run at players. Go for 1v1 dribbles. Try to be aggressive. If you don't, if you lose the ball, cool. Go win it back immediately and take risks high up the field. I think that can help them pay off and help them get back to who they are.
All right, Jason, appreciate it as always. We'll be listening after I'm done here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game for more insight and analysis. We'll talk to you again next week.
Much appreciated. Thanks, Chris.
All right, that is our good buddy there, Jason Longshore. All right, when we get back, the results are in. I'm not happy about it. I'll explain. It has to do with our Hawks. I'm actually really not happy about it. The disrespect, is unimaginable for the Hawks, and I don't like it, man. What a surprise. Atlanta getting slided. Yeah. We'll talk about that next. Also, what did one national NFL insider say about the Falcons? You're not going to want to miss this. That's all coming up next on Chris Thomas Tonight, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.